A bad thing has happened to a good robot. Over the weekend, the creators of Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot, tweeted a disturbing photo taken on a narrow Philadelphia street.
It shows the robot in pieces, its plastic head and blue pool noodle arms torn from its bucket-shaped body.
I was profoundly surprised, and then when I saw that image, I was upset. It's an upsetting image. And of course, one wonders what happened here, why.
Frank Zeller is one of the creators of Hitchbot. It was part of a social experiment launched last year to learn more about how people and robots can interact.
Hitchbot was built to look non-threatening. It seemed to be made of spare parts, and it was the size of a small child.
And it needed help. People had to pick it up, strap it into their vehicles, and plug its power cord into a cigarette lighter.
Would you like to have a conversation?
They could talk with it and take pictures with it. On Instagram, Hitchbot can be seen pumping gas, operating a plane, and taking a boat ride.
The robot had successfully traveled through Europe and Canada, but it only lasted 2 weeks in the U.S. before it was vandalized in Philadelphia.
As disappointed as the Hitchbot team is, Frank Zeller says they don't want this one nasty act to overshadow all of the joy that Hitchbot brought.
When we are around with Hitchbot, we see just how people smile when they see it. It brings a smile on people's face, and then they come and ask, and what is this, you know? Or, oh, isn't that the hitchhiking robot?
Hitchbot's team is considering what's next for the project. In the meantime, a Philadelphia tech group known as the Hactory has offered to help the team rebuild the robot.
Now, that's the city of brotherly love.